Investment holding company Invicta Holdings Limited released their half-year results. They hold the following companies: Engineering Solutions Group, ESG, Capital Equipment Group, CEG, and the Singapore-based Kian An Group, that is KAG. For the 6 months ended September 2020, the company reported group revenue declining by 18% to 3.6 billion rand compared to the comparative period in 2019. Gross profit came in at 1.1 billion rand, that's down 21% on the year prior. However, adjusted earnings per share rose by 18% to 129 cents. Well, to take us through the company's performance, I'm joined on the line by Stephen Joffe. He's the CEO at Invicta Holdings. Thanks very much, Stephen, for joining us. Now, you indicate that the pandemic set your operations back a fair bit, and I suppose that comes through in the revenue decline. But just take us through each of your businesses and how they fared and some of the key challenges they faced in the period under review.
Well, I mean, our biggest business unit, ESG, would be a big supplier to the mining sector. In fact, mining is the biggest sector that we supply to. And in April, most of our mines were shut. And then from then onwards, although they're open, they certainly haven't opened all, and they're opening slowly.
Yes.
And even now, what you're experiencing, if there's an incident of COVID, they might shut down the whole shop. So you still have not got back to full operations in the custody of the supply.
Yes. And just in terms of your other divisions?
Well, our agri division in the Cap Equipment was largely unaffected by COVID, and they had phenomenal results. And strangely, even though our construction companies were affected, they pretty much during April were shut. They really bounced back strongly in the months that followed, like, you know, probably from about June.
Now, you've been pursuing a strategic turnaround of sorts, and you do say that that has helped you in large part to ensure greater resilience in this difficult time. Just remind us of the strategy and where it's helped you to make gains.
I mean, we were probably quite fortunate that we didn't have too much optionality in trying to determine our strategy. Like, our company had a large amount of gearing, and we were getting close to covenant levels with our bank.
Yes.
So we absolutely focused on bringing down our gearing levels, and it was absolutely bought in by every management team in our company. So throughout the group, we absolutely focused on profitability and trading well, chasing every sale we could. We focused on just reducing our expenditure as much as we could.
Yes.
We focused on absolutely really trying to conserve cash, and in that regard we worked on working capital, and we were really focused on trying to keep our capital expenditure as low as possible during the period.
Yes. So apart from those initiatives that you've just underlined to us, of course you talked about your debt. You've managed to bring it down quite nicely in terms of your net debt to equity ratio from 55% last year to 34%. How did you manage bringing down that debt?
Well, it was all those factors. It was trading as well as we could. It was really focusing on keeping our costs down, and we worked on every level of expenditure that we could. It was focusing on working capital and really trying to bring down the number of months stock held. And last year, it was just really clamping down on all capital expenditure during the period.
Yes.
And all that together resulted in a reduction of net debt, ignoring inputs, of 873 million rand.
So, in the meantime, Stephen, I see that you're in the process of disposing one of Capital Equipment Group's property assets to the tune of 140 million rand. What is that asset, and is it now considered non-core? And presumably, you're going to be using some of the proceeds towards further bringing down the debt.
Absolutely correct. So prior to me joining, a big division of Invicta was sold to the Pepco Group, which was called the McNeil Group. And one of the properties within the McNeil Group used to operate in a premises in Sam Ranch, and we owned the premises. So it absolutely made sense while we, you know, operated there to own the property.
Yes.
Now that we sold the businesses, this is really just an industrial tenant renting property from us, and we're not really in the property rental business.
Yes.
So we decided it's no longer strategic, and we decided to sell the property.
Makes sense. So as at the end of September, you were sitting on a cash pile of 1.5 billion rand. Are you eyeing any opportunities at this stage?
That's what's been so nice. You know, before, we were really just focused on bringing down debt levels. We've got to a point now that we really are comfortable with the debt levels we have in our group. And we are starting to look up and starting to think about new acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
And a few things that are really in the making, but we're quite excited.
So when we last spoke, you did indicate that your Singapore-based business, KAG, had been affected to some extent by the US-China trade animosity. What's the situation now, and are you hoping that with a new dispensation in the United States, relations and therefore the environment for your business to operate in might improve?
I really do hope so. That trade, I would even call it a trade war between America and the United States, had a massive impact on the whole of the Southeast Asia region. Now, many of our customers are supplying commodities to China. And because of the war, those commodities aren't as in demand as they were previously. And because of that, third parts in the regions that we supply are up and down. So we are very hopeful that with the new regime in the United States, that relationship between China and America will improve.
The South African economy has been hit hard by the pandemic, but the government is looking to fuel growth through infrastructure projects. Is this something that excites you, and do you feel that your divisions might be able to take advantage of it?
Absolutely. So that's really an absolute spot. So like we're in the construction business, so, you know, first our capital equipment businesses, and secondly, all our fast businesses, you know, would be affected by infrastructure spend. So we're very excited and hopeful that this infrastructure spend takes place.
Super. And then I suppose it relates to my previous question, but what is your outlook as we go into 2021?
I think we're far better place now than we were at the end of the year, and we're in a much better position to ride out the storm. We still are wary that there may be a second wave of COVID, and we're considering, you know, levels of stock and things like that in that environment. But our business is leaner, and when we're lean and keeping under control, we're in a much better position to face the uncertain times.
That was Stephen Joffe. He's the CEO at Invicta Holdings.